This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
When you tune into the show in the middle of an interview.
Okay, I'm going to be a very bad dog now. And I'm going to do some sniffing and I'm going to pull you in the direction that I want to go.
You're listening to Kelly and Company on AMI Audio.
I'll give you a hint about something coming up in just a moment as we race through the episode of Kelly and Company today. Stick around. I'll fill it in just a, actually, I won't do the handiwork. I'm just baiting the air. Ramya Muthan, Kelly McDonald, host of Kelly and Company. Thank you for being with us. That was pretty good, though. That's a good tip, Rum. Race as we race through the show. Not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah. All right, folks, you're saying... All right, get on with it. As a matter of fact, race to the topic, and I certainly will. On Mondays and Tuesdays, we have the privilege of inviting in our community reporters. We always love to hear from them. We find out what's going on, what kinds of things are on their mind to share with us as they dig around, letting us know what's going on in their areas. Julia Bennett joins us with news from Vancouver, British Columbia. Julia, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you guys doing today?
Hanging in over here, show zipping along, and, keeping ourselves busy.
Yeah, well, and there's a lot going on, that's for sure, this summer. In Vancouver, I hate to say it, but I'm wishing we had a little bit of rain to help out the folks in the interior with all those forest fires.
For
but
sure.
Because we haven't been having the rain, I mean, everything's just been awesome in Vancouver with regards to outdoor activities. And now the first thing I wanted to talk about, though, is not taking place in Vancouver, but in the interior. And as far as I know, they're continuing to, you know, to work around everything that's happening. And this adaptive, amazing race is a great example of it. This mimics the show, mm-hmm. The Amazing Race. And they've done it a couple of years already, and apparently it's just a lot of fun. So they get teams of their participants together with volunteers and staff, and they race around the course on these teams, racing against the clock and other teams, and they use adaptive equipment at all the stations. The challenges are to their senses and to their different abilities, and they encourages collaboration and teamwork. So they, you know, there is a winner, and whoever gets, you know, wins gets crowned the winner, and they get a prize as well, I think. But
so you get points at the stations, I take it, right? That's where and that's really cool because it's got to be based on time, your accuracy, and that kind of thing. So this sounds really, and what a different take on it.
Yeah, and I mean, this is a fantastic organization. It's a Community Recreational Initiative Society, or CRIS, and in the Okanagan, and they offer experiential trips that enable all people, regardless of ability, to participate in outdoor activities. And they have a lot of adaptive equipment available and a really great support group of volunteers. So with them, you can go cycling or hiking or paddling or camping or even snowshoeing. And what's really cool about this organization, too, is, well, first of all, they have, this equipment for rent. And if you want to rent it, they will actually bring it to you. So it's... They're really well set up, and also if you want to travel to the Okanagan, which, the more I hear about all these kind of organizations, the more I want to pick up and move to Kelowna.
That's what we said when we were out in Vancouver. We said, my goodness, does anyone hate it out here? And it was like the room was quiet.
Well, all that in wineries too, right? How can you go wrong?
Oh, yes.
But, if you want to travel there, you can also make use of their services. So it's nice. Pretty awesome. The race happens on August 9th from 9 till 12 p.m. at Mission Creek Park in Kelowna. And if people want information, they just they can email admin@adaptiveadventures.ca or just Google CRIS, you know, Community Recreational Initiative Society. And I should point out that there is a there are a couple of other similar events that are corporate fundraising events. There's one on August 20th in Kelowna and August 25th in Vernon. And it's the same deal, including using the adaptive equipment, but it's sort of a team-building exercise and a fundraising exercise for corporate teams.
That's amazing.
So good.
Yeah. It really is tremendous. And, you know, to get involved. Do we have a contact of Chrissy McDonald?
That's right. Chrissy McDonald. And she's a good person to talk to for all of those things, including the fundraising events. I have a phone number of 250-979-3941.
Awesome.
And, you know, you could also, again, like if you're on the website, there are other numbers there of people to talk to. But it's a fantastic organization.
We'll put that up on the blog, ami.ca/KellyCo as well, folks, if you want to zip there, you know, just in case you forget. We'll mention that again in a moment.
And next up, Julia, is the CNIB Foundation's Summer of Navigation Series. So what is this about?
Right. So this is the tech leads from across the country sharing information about the latest GPS apps and gadgets to explore the world around you, indoors as well as outdoors. So this is, you know, of course, CNIB has had to kind of pivot all of their learning opportunities to online. And as a result, of course, we get the expertise of people from across the country, which is fantastic. And so they are going to be doing these workshops on all kinds of subjects, from Microsoft Soundscape to smart canes to Sunu bands and everything sort of in between.
Yeah, there's so much updating. Like, I find that, you know, we talk about up-and-coming projects when it comes to GPS and navigational gadgets, devices, software, but they're just constantly evolving. So something like this is amazing to keep yourself up to speed, because, you know, no matter how often you use it or what you're comfortable with, there's always something new out there now, I find.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, just fantastic. Like, the ability, like, to continue to move all of this stuff forward, and getting people involved and trying things out. And I'm a little bit backwards when it comes to technology myself, so I plan to attend.
Nice.
But you know, you know, I'm one of those people who's just kind of getting started, and I just got data on my phone, so I'm going to be starting work on Microsoft Soundscape. But I look forward to learning about a whole bunch of other stuff too.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, you might be familiar with the apps. Like, for myself, Julia, you know, I use it for the basics, right? But with Soundscape, there's this whole realm of exploration. So not just getting from A to B, but knowing what's around you, familiarizing yourself with a new area potentially, or just being like, hey, I wonder what's around me right now. You know, are there coffee shops, right? So that kind of element is relatively new to begin with, I find. And then it's just becoming... it's skyrocketing with the amount of things that you can get to know now.
Exactly. And with some of these things, like, you can even sort of plot your course before you leave.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can get to know where you're going to go. You can kind of map things out before you leave your home so that you feel confident. And I think that's what all of these things are going to do for us, is just make us more independent, more confident going out and exploring the world.
Yeah.
So, you know, this series happens from July 27th, that's tomorrow, through September 15th. The times do vary, so you need to register in advance to get a Zoom link. And, of course, you know, depending on where you are, you'll want to contact your sort of local CNIB assistive technology lead. And I've got a 1-800 number here, so it's 1-800-563-2642, or of course you can always email info@cnib.ca, and then there's a link that we'll put up on the blog as well.
ami.ca/KellyCo. Okay, let's move over to one of our favorites, an arts festival. This is Harmony Arts Festival.
Yes. And the reason why I really wanted to highlight this is because it's free. Like, yay, all of the concerts are free. So, you know, this makes it easier for some of us to get, you know, maybe a sighted friend to come along and help us out as we get around. But, it's a fantastic festival that's been around for like 30 years. It's very community-oriented, and in normal circumstances, it celebrates like the visual, the culinary, the performing, and the literary arts, with workshops and displays and all kinds of interactive stuff. Now, this year, it's scaled back, and really, you get the feeling that they're just kind of like rushing around trying to, you know, get everything in place a little bit at the last minute. But because of COVID, they just didn't quite know ahead of time. So this year, there won't be those lectures or workshops, but there will be beachside concerts, outdoor dining, and an art market, at least on the weekends, I think.
Boy, it just seems like so much fun. And when you understand, and so many of us are so grateful because everything has been so, okay, we don't know when this restriction's coming off or when that one is. So, Julia, I totally understand the rushing around feeling, but I know so many will just be happy, and that'll be a distant memory of it, if you want to call it a negative. But the beautiful thing is just them being able to get back at it, and I'm sure people will just be there embracing it.
I think so, because, I mean, especially with our nice weather, you know, getting out when it's not raining is it's just something you do when you live in Vancouver, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it starts July the 30th. It's, you know, really soon. I mean, and when I say they're rushing around, like, as of last Friday, that's the first time they actually put their scheduled lineup on their website. So
wow.
they're kind of coming in, like, at the last minute here. But it starts July 30th. And goes to August 8th. The times, of course, vary depending on if it's a weekday or a weekend, but they have stuff going on pretty much from noon on. And we're talking Latin, folk, country, pop, jazz, even a bit of storytelling in there.
Great.
So this is in the West Vancouver along the waterfront, and a lot of it's sort of centered around Millennium Park.
Okay.
And a lot of these details, as well as about transit information, are available on their website.
All right. And we'll put that link, ami.ca/Kellyco. Julia, thank you so much. Awesome to talk again. We'll talk to you next month.
Yeah. Have a great one.
You too. Julia Bonnet, our community reporter in Vancouver, letting us know tons of stuff, as I mentioned, ami.ca/Kellyco to find out more. We'll take a break, and we'll talk because Opera Atelier is releasing their first audio-described version of Handel's The Resurrection. We'll have the details after this.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.